Just hire me because I'm mouse and tablet and not me just having a disability. I always say that I have Down syndrome, but it's the least interesting thing about me. And I think it just clicked after I did my YouTube video of On Me by John Legend. I feed off people's energies and connections really quickly. That's just who I am.
Hey friends, welcome back to Think Inclusive, real conversations about building schools where every learner belongs. I'm your host, Tim Villegas. Today's episode is about what it means to be seen for who you are, not just your diagnosis. It's about advocacy, authenticity, and the power of representation in media. This week, I'm joined by actor, advocate, and podcaster, Madison Tevlin. You may know Madison from her breakout role in Champions, or from her viral YouTube performances. But today, we go deeper into her journey as a performer, her experiences on inclusive film sets, and why she believes representation in media should go beyond disability. Madison shares how music helps her recharge on the set, what it means to play a character that reflects her in real life, and why her new podcast, 21 Questions, is more than just interviews. It's a celebration of identity, energy, and connection. Before we meet our guest, I want to tell you about our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by IXL. IXL is an all-in-one platform for K-12 that helps boost student achievement, empowers teachers, and tracks progress in one place. As students practice, IXL adapts to their individual needs so that every learner gets just right support and challenge. And each student gets a personalized learning plan to close gaps. Check it out at IXL.com/inclusive. Again, that's IXL.com/inclusive. All right, after a quick break, it's time to think inclusive with Madison Tevlin. Catch you on the other side. Madison Tevlin, welcome to the Think Inclusive podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so ready to have this perfect conversation with you.
Yeah. Well, I love your background. Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home in my basement. I call it like the cave, my girl cave, but I got to be down here and just relax and do my things and stuff.
I want a man cave. I'm just in my bedroom. I've got this little room divider from IKEA. So this is about as fancy as I get. But thank you so much for being here, Madison. I've enjoyed seeing all of your social media and then even watching you in the movie Champions. You're a fantastic presence on the screen. And so thank you so much for being here and your advocacy. So I have a question for you. And something I've heard you say is that the least interesting thing about you is that you have Down syndrome. When did that line first click for you? And how does it guide what you say yes or no to in your work?
I always say that I have Down syndrome, but it's the least interesting thing about me. And I think it just clicked after I did my YouTube video of On Me by John Legend. I think I was 13 years old at that time. And it has stuck with me to this day. So how it guides me through everything that I do is that it just helps me to stand up for myself, for my community, and what I believe in.
Yeah. So how long had you been making the YouTube videos? You said 13?
I was 13 years old when I first did my first YouTube video. Then it took me to where I am today.
Wow. Well, you know, Madison, when I used to be a teacher in a public school. And this was probably 8 years ago. And my students would say that they wanted to grow up to be a YouTube star. And I thought that they were being ridiculous. But look what you did.
And I'm so happy I have everything that I've done. And it grew me in so many different ways. And I learned so much from it.
That's so cool. Okay, so you are in a new film. And it's in Canada, right? Saskatchewan?
It's right. called One Every Date That I Was Filming, and I had a really perfect experience.
So what drew you to that story?
So when I looked at the script, Lucas did a very good job. He's the director of this film. And I had been on a couple of calls definitely with him before. So I got some input and talk about the script and what things that would come out naturally definitely for me, things that I would say. And I thought this is really made for me. So that's what drew me to the script and why I really wanted this movie with him.
And then what about the character? Like, what were you asking for to make sure the character felt like it was, you know, not just a stereotype?
I felt it was like more like me, because I felt like the role of Emma is basically based off of me and experiencing life experiences and what girls and everything go through. That's what I thought of me and Emma, and I got to convey that in the movie.
Yeah, and you don't have to pretend like you're being someone else, right? You just get to be yourself. Yeah, that's so cool. So you've hosted big red carpets and interviewed A-listers. What have you learned about asking good questions and how that goes into acting and advocacy?
Well, I think it just comes naturally to me because I'm a natural born talker and I ask a lot of questions. And whenever I'm in a room, I just talk because that's what I love to do. And I think it just helps me in ways to throughout my work, asking good questions. And when I think about them, when I say it, and I know it's a good question, then I say it and I always feel so good.
So you've always been kind of a talker?
Yes. My whole life, I always talk. And I just I'm a girl that likes to know everything that's going on with people. And I feed off people's energies and connections really quickly. That's just who I am.
Oh my gosh, you sound a lot like my daughter. Because she will talk constantly. And I love you, sweetie, because she listens to and watches the podcast. So she'll be interested in this conversation. But sometimes we'll be walking, you know, walking the dog or, you know, walking around town, and she will just not stop talking to me. And I'll have to be like,
maybe with my dad too. Can you just not talk for 1 minute?
Well, sometimes I want to ask a question, but I can't even ask a question.
I know, because the next person's talking.
Right. Oh my goodness. That's wonderful. So I want to talk about inclusion on movie sets, right? What are the basic things that you feel need to happen on a movie set to make you feel included?
So when I was filming this movie, One Perfect Date, they made sure that I was comfortable always being the best actor that I could be while making this movie. So I asked them when I needed the space, and they gave me that moment to relax and decompress for that minute, be like, okay, I'm going to do everything that I have to do, get back onto it again, and make sure that I'm always doing good.
Yeah, did they... let me see how I want to ask this question. You mentioned needing space. So what...
Making that time for myself.
Yeah. So what helps you feel comfortable?
For me, it's all about the music. When I listen to my music, it always brings me back in a better headspace. And I just feel like everything weighted off of me. And it just feels so good when I listen to my music. I would be good to relax and have all the best food and drinks and everything all around me. That's when I'm the happiest and when I'm by myself and having all the people that I love around me. So when I have that, and when I'm on sets and they let me have that time, that makes me feel the most comfortable to get back at it again and work extra harder.
And then do you wear headphones?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's awesome. And
sometimes I can get out of the way. So if I don't have them on me right away, then I can just listen to my music on my phone or mirror and everything. Just listen to it and get myself back into it again and feeling that energy. And then I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'm ready to work again.
Well, what do you listen to? Can I ask you that?
Yes. So I listen to a lot of music, a variety of everything, but I'm a big country girly. So I'm listening to country music. I love like Shania Twain. I love Teddy Swims. If Teddy Swims is listening to this podcast, I'm hoping that I can get you on mine called 21 Questions because I just love him a lot.
That's awesome.
I love like all music, but I also love like all the pop and like other different
artists. Awesome. Very good. Very good. I like Teddy Swims. I'm not really much of a country person, but you know, it's just like songs here and there. Actually, there is a country artist that I do like, Kacey Musgraves. Do you like her?
I love Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So there's a little bit of crossover there. I'm more of like a rock and roll guy, but that's fine. I'm happy that that makes you happy. I want to talk about how movie studios can hire more actors with disabilities to play regular roles, not just because they're disabled. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Did you have something to say?
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
So just hire me because I'm Madison Chaplin, not me just having a disability.
Right, exactly.
And I don't think people should care. Even if we have disabilities, it doesn't matter. We should all be in this together.
Right. So I want to know what you think about this, because when I watch a movie and I see somebody like in a wheelchair, right? And they're just a character. They're not like the character in the wheelchair, and that is like such a huge part of them, like quote unquote, overcoming this disability, or like people feeling sad or sorry for them. It's just, they're just living their life.
Living life just the way they want it to be like. And I totally agree.
Exactly. So do you want more roles like that, right?
I definitely want more roles like that, that people just see me as me and not just my disability. Even though I have it, it's not physically what you see. I don't want to be judged for the way I look. And that's what my show is all about as well.
After the break, Madison shares what inclusion really looks like on movie sets, in classrooms, and in relationships. We'll hear how she advocates for inclusive classrooms, why her first film changed everything, and what it means to fall in love without judgment. This show is produced by the Maryland Coalition for Inclusive Education, MCIE. MCIE partners with educators and school systems to promote authentic inclusion, foster change, and support the implementation of inclusive practices, whether it's district-wide transformation, customized learner planning, or professional learning and coaching. MCIE walks alongside educators every step of the way. And here's the best part. Our work begins with a conversation. So, if you're ready to create schools where every learner belongs, visit mcie.org to get in touch and start that conversation today. Yeah, tell me about your show.
So it's called, my podcast is called 21 Questions. I can play 20 questions of my guests, but because that I have Down syndrome, it's a duplicate of the 21st chromosome. It was spun off to that. So I get to talk to like amazing people that are all my icons, like Nelly Furtado, Woody Harrelson, Nicole Scherzinger, Mae Martin, and Cameron Saunders, and Paris Hilton. Executive producer of 21 Questions now, but I'm also going to interview her, so it's very exciting. So it's going to be launching and everything very soon, middle of September, hopefully.
And so it's not even out yet.
No, not even out yet, but I'm doing a lot for it right now.
Okay, very, very, very cool. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
LA, Newark, and Toronto, and Fairmont Hotels is a sponsor of our show.
That's great. That is great. I love that. You mentioned Woody Harrelson. We actually we wanted to get Woody on to talk about his experience working with you and in Champions and stuff like that. And I don't think we ever figured out how to connect with him. So if you could connect us with Woody, that'd be awesome.
Really, when you get to meet him, he's really down to earth. And like you talk to him, you just feel like so comfortable. Because I've also been in a movie with him, so it was a lot easier for us to connect that way. And I loved how our banter going back and forth and everything with him was like just so cute. And I had so much fun working with him on Champion.
That's so cool. So you're a podcaster.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster. I'm a podcast and I love every single minute of it.
That's amazing. That's so cool. I love that. Well, you are like just this star online. You've got, you know, you post about work and fashion, humor and advocacy. How do you decide what to share like on all of your channels?
Well, the way I decide is the way I want to like express myself and show myself to the world. Like the videos that I like to see in myself are like my personality, things that people want to watch and have grab attention and everything too, like positivity and bringing out everything in me that people can see. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what's like the biggest thing you want people to know about you? You know, like if it's not Down syndrome, right? Cause we already talked about that. Like that's the least interesting thing. So like, what's the most interesting thing about you?
Ooh, I actually love this question. People ask me what the most interesting thing about me is. I think it's my personality and the way that I connect with people and their energies when I pick up anyone in one room. I think that's my biggest icon thing about me is feeding people's energies and reading the room. And that's what I'm really good at.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Definitely. I bet you like, you know, virtual interviews are fine, you know, but in-person interviews are like so really magical. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Are the interviews you're doing for your podcast virtual or in-person?
No, so it's a video and audio podcast, so I get to see everybody that I'm working with.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's awesome. Very.
I go to them. Wherever they are, I go to them.
So it is in person, and you just, like, so you're in the same room with them? Wow.
So if they're in Toronto, New York, or LA, and those are, like, the three best places to be in, because I live in Toronto, and I'm always in LA and New York.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm from LA. I'm from Pasadena, actually.
Oh, yes. Fun.
Yeah. I
have a lot of friends that live in Cali.
Yeah. Yeah. Cali's great. I live in Georgia now, even though I work for a nonprofit in Maryland. So it gets a little confusing. But anyways. So there are a lot of teachers and like principals that listen and watch Think Inclusive. I want to know if you have any advice for them about like inclusion or including students.
To be more open-minded and to give them like integrated classrooms and not just be like with people with disabilities that will understand you and get you and everything right away. Get out of that and just be more like, be more aware of bringing everybody together. Because I went through that too, like in high school. I was with the people with disabilities, but I was integrating so many classrooms to where I wanted to be today. I want other people to be the same way as me as well, to continue what they want to do for themselves.
So did you feel like you had a pretty good school experience?
I loved my high school experience. If I had to go back, I would, because it was so much fun. It was just so much fun, and I get to like learn so much.
Yeah, and like you said, you got to be with your peers. You got to go into classrooms that you wanted. So sometimes classrooms are not available to students with disabilities.
Right, but you also get the best of both worlds. You get to be with them, but then you get to be with other people that want to make you want to be better for yourself too.
Right, right. And you always knew you wanted to be in movies and TV?
I actually didn't. I never thought I wanted to be in a movie, like nothing like that when I was younger. But when I got the movie part in Champions, everything changed for me. And I really loved this new path and era for myself. And I knew that I wanted to do this more.
So was that your first film?
That was my first ever movie. And now being a lead in this movie that I'm filming now, it was like falling everything back into place again. It was like Champions all over again, but me being the lead of it. And it was so fun to be part of that.
Can we talk about the new film? The premise of the movie is two people going on a date, right?
Right, but also experiencing life in different ways of myself.
I know that there's some people that have a hard time imagining two people with Down syndrome falling in love. But what do you think about two people with disabilities that happen to have Down syndrome falling in love? That shouldn't be a weird thing, right?
Not at all. I don't think it's a weird thing at all. I actually found the boy in my dreams. And I feel like there's also a show called, I think, Love on a Spectrum, where people actually fall in love and dating and everything. And it's good for them that they've found the love of their lives. And I'm doing the same thing for myself, too. My boy lives in California, and that's why I'm always there.
That's right. That's right. Always there in California. Like, California is a beautiful place, but having a special person there, that's always good, too. That's always good, too.
And then you always know when you go back there, you're going to see the person you love.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think that movies like One Perfect Date and other TV shows, it helps normalize the fact that, you know, you
anyone
are just
can fall in love one
exactly,
day.
Exactly. Anyone can fall in love. It, you know, it's a totally normal thing. It's part of the human experience. And so that's awesome. I love that. I love that. Let's see. Kind of answered that. Where can people follow your work? So I know you're on social media, but is there any place that somebody is listening or watching and go, oh, I want to know more about Madison?
Well, you can go follow me and everything on Instagram and TikTok. Those are my two biggest platforms. Just type in Madison Tumblr and you'll find me.
But you just Google, you know, you're just that good. You just Google your name and it's like, boom, you're there.
Yeah, that's it.
We've talked about Madison's journey as a performer and advocate, her passion for inclusive classrooms, and how she's redefining what love and representation looks like on the screen. Now, it's time for the mystery question. So, Madison, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she loves TV and movies. And in fact, she actually saw Champions with me and thought it was hilarious. And she was so excited that I was interviewing you. So she wrote a question for us to answer at the end of our interview. And so here it is. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so the question is, it's called the mystery question. If you could meet a famous artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
This is a very good question. I actually don't know.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first and I'll go after. And then I can think about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I have to think about it. famous artist.
Dead or alive.
It could be any. Yeah, it could be anything. I really like music, so I was thinking about music. Oh, you know, I'm going to go with this. So, I used to play like piano and I play like guitar and stuff like that, but I grew up, with piano lessons. Right. And I would love to be able to have met like, Beethoven, right. When he was originally composing all of his music. And actually, Beethoven, at the end of his music career, became deaf. So he had a disability, right? So I think that would be really cool to meet Beethoven. That's what I'm going with.
I think it'd be very cool if I get to meet Teddy Swims, because I would just go wild and crazy. And when I meet him, I'm going to give the biggest hug in the world and have him sing a song with me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. When are you going to get Teddy Swims on your podcast then?
We're trying very, very hard. Things happen. Let's cross all of our fingers.
Right. You've got all these A-listers, so that should not be a problem.
True. I just want to meet him really, really bad. And my mom and I are obsessed with him. Like, we both love him so much. We can listen to his music all day, every day in the house. We blast it in the car, and we're just having the best dance parties in the car together.
Well, if that's not a reason for Teddy Swims to be on your podcast, then I don't know what is. Madison Tevlin, thank you so much for spending time with me on the Think Inclusive podcast. We really appreciate your time. I cannot wait for 21 questions.
Well, thank you so much.
That was Madison Tevlin. Here is what I'm taking with me. Madison reminds me that the most powerful kind of representation is being seen for who you truly are, not just your diagnosis. Here's one practical step for educators. Encourage students to share their stories, interests, and goals through creative projects. These could be videos, podcasts, or classroom presentations. Madison's journey began with a YouTube video at age 13, and she credits that moment with helping her stand up for herself and her community. Share this episode with a colleague who's building inclusive schools. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow Think Inclusive wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out to all of my fellow podcasters in the Podcast Role Network. We exist to amplify inclusive education innovation through collaborative podcasting that centers equity, accessibility, and authentic storytelling. You'll be sure to get your fill of fantastic stories and conversations in these podcasts. And here are just a few of the names that you'll want to add to your queue. An Imperfect Leader, the Superintendents and Leadership Podcast, Senya Happy Hour Podcast, Literacy Matters Empowered Conversations, What School Could Be, Navigate Ed, and Getting Smart. Do you have a podcast that you'd like to share with us? You can always email me at tviegas@mcie.org. Now, time for the credits. Think Inclusive is brought to you by me, Tim Viegas. I write, edit, mix, master. I basically wear all the podcast hats and the baseball caps. This show is a proud production of the Maryland Coalition for Inclusive Education. Scheduling and extra production help from Jill Wagoner. Our original music is by Miles Kredich with Extra Vibes from Melody. Big thanks to our sponsor, IXL. Visit IXL.com/inclusive. Fun fact, during the planning for this season, we wanted to reach out to Woody Harrelson, Madison Tevlin's co-star in Champions, to be a guest on Think Inclusive. Here's a quote from Woody Harrelson about working with disabled actors on the set of Champions. "I haven't had much experience with people with disabilities, so I didn't know what to expect. And I've got to say, it was probably the most enjoyable experience I ever had making a movie." He also shared that he bonded very quickly with the cast, saying, "These guys are so cool, so funny, so honest. Their kindness and warmth. Within a couple of hours, I was hook, line, and sinker a part of them." That was from an interview on Fox News. I'll link that in the show notes. So listen, if anyone knows Woody, we'd love to have him on and dig a little bit deeper into his experience. Anybody out there have a connection for us? I'd love to know about it. Email me at tviegas@mcie.org. I read every single message. If you've made it this far, you're officially part of the Think Inclusive Inclusion crew. Want to help us keep moving the needle for inclusion? Head to mcie.org and click the donate button. Give $5, $10, $20. It helps us keep partnering with schools and districts to move inclusive practices forward and support educators doing the work. Find us on the socials, almost everywhere, at Think Inclusive. Thanks for hanging out. And remember, inclusion always works.
From MCIE.
Podcast Roll. Welcome in.